Hello, everyone at home. Welcome to episode 240 of the official podcast. Jackson here, Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya are also here. And I wanted to start this week's episode off with some fantastic news. Oh my God. It's about time. Did you boys hear that Brendan Fraser is finally free from his alimony prison? He's out. he can earn his own money now, like the Lord what? Intended. You didn't hear that this, happened, Charlie?
That happened 3 years ago.
Well, that's not the news I heard. I got messages about it happening now. Are you sure?
Yeah, it happened in 2019, if I remember correctly.
Maybe this was his second alimony that he got freed from.
2017, actually.
Wait, let me have a
No, 2019.
Okay, that's kind of better. That's closer to
the right out the gate, starting with fake news.
Christ, Jackson.
This episode... Why are people sending it to me now? I've got to stop believing people.
Hey, have you guys heard? Arnold Schwarzenegger is running for governor.
This just in, the Berlin Wall has fallen. No, so this episode was clearly meant to come out 3 years ago. Yeah, not my bad. Oh, well. I wanted a feel-good story for the start. That's all I could think of. Whatever. So no, how's he doing now then, Charlie, as our Brendan Fraser correspondent? Is he doing good with these extra money?
He seems
money?
To be doing well. Yeah, I mean, he's got a new big role coming out, and like he's doing all right.
That's good.
I like all the photos that I see of him now. He looks like a Texan cowboy. He's really flaunting his money. He's got like a three-piece suit on, a Texan hat. He looks happy.
He looks much happier. Yeah. So much happier without Afton Smith breathing down his fucking neck.
Who's Afton Smith? Is that the guy that molested him? Or
what? No, that's his ex-wife.
Oh. But wasn't he the one who like gave an interview where he said that he quit because he was molested by somebody in Hollywood? Am I thinking of somebody else?
Yeah, no, he brought that up. Yeah, like when all that was going around, he talked about how he got diddled by a Hollywood exec.
Did he say that's why he quit, or?
No. He simply brought it up with like how corrupt and fucked up Hollywood is.
Yeah, that's like the unspoken secret, really. I wouldn't be surprised if most of them are, even the guys.
All right, that was, I guess, our non-starter. Was that your sick topic, Jackson? Or
yep, roll it back, start it again. No, my sick topic was, and this is another topic that Charlie knows a lot about. So this might also be like 5 years old at this point. It's the FaZe Clan scam ring that has currently been in the news. The
whole that Bitcoin one is new. Scam. There you go.
Oh, thank God.
That's right, on the cutting edge.
One of you guys tell us all about it.
Yes.
I didn't finish the video Jackson watched, so he could probably be more knowledgeable on the topic.
Okay, so it all boils down to basically FaZe Rug. I think it was FaZe Rug. FaZe K, FaZe Rug, and someone else in FaZe Clan ran a Save the Children.
So you Bitcoin. Already fucked up. FaZe Rug was never a hit.
Okay, well, we don't know that yet. We don't know if FaZe Rug wasn't in it, so it's not entirely incorrect. But yeah, here we go. FaZe Jarvis, that's the one I was thinking about. FaZe Jarvis, Nickhead, and TK.
I mean, they're all sound the same. I don't even know what the FaZe is. All I know is, like, Jackson sent me this in our DMs, and I, like, all I know is that FaZe is, like, a loose collection of influencers, I guess?
Yeah,
basically.
Okay, and all right, and they did what?
So they advertised Save the Children coin, you know, one of those shit coins. I don't know what the correct nomenclature is for them, but it's shit like coin, a cryptocurrency that isn't, you know, it's not up there with like Bitcoin or whatever. So they advertised it to their fans to get them to buy the coin on the promise that it was saving children. It was going towards charity and it was helping children with diseases and stuff. And then as soon as all their fans bought the coin, obviously the value went up as it usually does with those kinds of things. And then the people involved in this scam sold their coins immediately. So they just dumped their coins immediately. So it was essentially just a massive... Yeah, they pulled the rug. Yeah. It was essentially just a big get-rich-quick scheme from them. But what makes this even funnier, and I implore everyone listening, if this sounds at all interesting to you, go watch... It's CoffeeZilla, isn't it? That's the YouTuber?
Yeah, Mudahar also covered it, but Coffee's is the most up-to-date right now, I think.
Yeah, so go watch those videos by CoffeeZilla and Mudahar, friend of the channel. Go watch it. It explains it a lot more in depth, obviously, and it includes a lot of... interesting insight into how they pulled it off. But what was most interesting to me is that this is like rug pulling like this is illegal with the SEC, or at least partially illegal. So they ran the risk of not only ruining their reputation and their careers, but also possibly like massive fines and going to jail for, I think Mudahar said, for about $30,000 each. Like, that's how much the coins were worth at the time of sale when they dumped their
coins. They must have made more. Why risk yourself for that little money? Like, 30,000 sounds a lot to a Joe Schmo burger flipper, but aren't everybody in FaZe Clan already, like, rich and famous influencers? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you
They pretend bother? To be rich. I don't think they actually are as wealthy as most people perceive them to be. I know a lot of the things they showcase are actually rented. So I don't really know. Like, maybe they aren't as well off as most people think they are. Because if that's true and they did it all for like a 30 grand paycheck, you know, maybe there's a little more going on behind the scenes.
Or maybe they're just incredibly inept, stupid, and just greedy. I think like the simplest answer is probably correct. They just thought this was something super easy. They probably thought that there was nothing illegal about it, or no one would... find out that they had dumped the coins, because like cryptocurrencies often claim to be incredibly private. Maybe they were just not in the dark.
Yeah, ignorance for issues like this is actually very possible, where what they thought they were doing was scummy but maybe not illegal. So
also, since it's crypto, I highly doubt there'll be any kind of repercussions. Rug pulls are so common with crypto. I remember, Kaya, when we were talking about shitcoins, you sent me a Twitter account called War on Rugs, which was an account dedicated to pointing out rug pulls, which ended up rug pulling everyone with their own crypto, and the guy walked away with $2 million, and he just rubbed it in their face.
Like, even that unknown crypto fucking account, those people, even they walked away with $2 million. And these are, like, known influencers who they must have made way more than just 30,000 each. That they must have, I mean, this must have been lucrative enough for them to actually ruin their fucking careers over it. Well, I don't know if their careers are going to get ruined, but their reputation is.
Their careers are going to be fine. I don't know how, like, long you guys have ever followed this, but FaZe Clan has had a lot of past experience with scamming fans. I remember, I think it was 2018, like RiceGum and a couple others were promoting an actual loot box scam on their YouTube channels. Then when called out, they deleted, just scrubbed it. Now they're all totally fine. The one that this actually fucked is FaZe K, because his was a little more malicious. He was like really adamant, like, guys, you need to buy this. In fact, I'm going to give you 15 billion save the kitties little doubloons. And then the second people started buying it, he sold every single coin he had and deleted all of his tweets. So he got kicked out of FaZe, which had real like ramifications for him. But everyone else, Jarvis, Tico, whoever else was involved, they're all going to be fine. People follow FaZe Clan are like actually used to getting cucked and scammed by them. So
The statement says...
We have made the decision to remove K from FaZe Clan and have suspended Jarvis, Nikon, and Tico until further notice. FaZe Clan had absolutely no involvement with our members' activity in the cryptocurrency space, and we strongly condemn their recent behavior.
I don't understand why only one of them was permanently banned or removed from FaZe. They all did essentially the same thing. One of them, I think, I can't remember if it was Tico or Nikan, but one of them sold like three-quarters of their shitcoin immediately and then just held on to the rest for a little bit longer before selling. So they still essentially sold everything.
Yeah,
they were all complacent in adding those the hard coding the selling countermeasures into the software or whatever, however you sell it. Like, it was originally you couldn't dump coin for 24 hours after purchasing the coin, but then they went back to the programmer or whatever and demanded that he change it down to like 1 minute so that they could immediately dump.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that part.
And they used children for this? That was the ruse? Help children? How was it going to help children?
It was the idea? When you buy and sell coins, a portion goes to saving a child somewhere.
How?
So just
make another, sense. That's not even how crypto works.
From a few weeks ago, this is another example of YouTubers co-opting charity for their own greedy purposes.
This is not the fucking same as Mr. Beast making a video.
Well, I never said anything about Mr. Beast. I don't claim to have watched Mr. Beast.
That was the topic, though, from last week, the one that you brought up.
I think he means generally. I think Jackson's speaking generally. Using charity.
I never brought up Mr. Beast, actually. I never brought up Mr. Beast.
This is unreal. Are these comments, like, are these people for real? Here's a comment underneath the Face Clan Twitter statement thing saying, I lost $1,000 due to them promoting this coin that guaranteed making me money. Cry emoji.
Yeah, these people are absolutely real. You want to know the worst, though? There's this is another cutting edge right off the press. A streamer, very, very popular streamer named Aiden Ross. He's so transparent with his, like, greed and scams. He said, hey, guys, you remember that MILF coin I talked about a while ago? Please don't buy it now. I got paid to say that, but it's actually bullshit, so just don't buy it. It just openly says he got paid to say that and that it's a scam. And people in the chat were like, yeah, I got rug pulled by that, but I forgive you, Aiden. No big deal.
Aww.
Like, that's the kind of people you're dealing with. Those kind of people that don't care.
I don't know if there's some sort of a law. Well, probably not a law, but isn't it against YouTube's terms of service, at least, to be paid and not disclose that you are paid?
Yeah.
By a certain something
there is.
To promote it? Well, then what
the
fuck?
I don't
somebody,
know.
Yeah,
somebody,
crypto.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody snitch on these fuckers.
Technically, on YouTube, I think it's the law that you have to declare if it's sponsored for tax purposes or some shit. I don't remember. There was a whole video on it where it was like, why do these YouTubers have to declare their ads, but companies don't, and shit like that.
Yeah, this was a massive thing back when, what was that? Machinima. Machinima went to...
Machinima. Yeah.
Machinima got in trouble with, I don't know which organization in America it was, the advertising agencies in America or whatever, like that form of the government, got up them for basically pandering the Xbox 360 or Xbox One, I think, in their videos, like shilling them, advertisements. Like there were advertisements, pretty much paid sponsorships that they didn't disclose were paid for, basically, to their audience. And I think that's a form of false advertising. So the regulatory boards went after them and sued them and won. And then after that, everyone had to put hashtag ad in everything. And that's what led to that.
Charlie, isn't Ricegum one of those guys that keeps beefing with you or used to?
No, he's just a guy I've openly said that I despise, like, multiple times. I don't think he's ever even said my name.
Oh, okay.
Does that hurt your feelings?
No, I think I prefer it that way. It's really hard to listen to him talk, because it's like, he struggles through every sentence. It'd be just annoying to have to listen to a clip.
Yeah, and, well, you're a scumbag. Rice scum. Cocksucker. All of you.
Is Rascum involved with FaZe? Is he part of FaZe?
He's not like officially part of it, but every scam FaZe does, Rascum also does. So he's like pretty instrumental in like all of FaZe Clan's shady shit.
I imagine he's just involved in scams across the board everywhere. Like,
yeah, pretty much. He's also the guy who, like, when he was apologizing for the loot box scam, said, here's some free Amazon gift cards, and then just gave expired cards away.
Yeah, he threw expired codes up on the screen.
That's funny as shit.
And again, no one fucking cares. He's still...
No one cares.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Ricegum if he was at least entertaining. But I'm sure, Andrew and Kaya, you've never heard him try and speak. It is unbearable. It's like actually listening to a Xanax overdose. Like, this guy can literally not form a full fucking sentence. It is fucking frustrating.
I have not, admittedly.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
I do keep tabs. I've told you before, I do keep tabs on people that, like, try to beef with you for the sake of clickbaiting us into talking about them and getting them views. But, like, I guess Roy Scum has just eluded me. Well, probably because he never talked about you. The only other one that I even remember in recent memory is Jeff C. Rest in peace. And Jeff C., that motherfucker, he was like so nice to us on the show. And then, you know, literally the next day he went on his fucking stream and talked so much fucking shit about all of us, called out all of us names and shit. And I tried to clip that, but the video is lost now in the sands of time. And the other one is Vegan Gains, who recently announced his wife's OnlyFans. So I think Charlie wins by default. I have a good time.
Yeah, Rice Gum, though, it's not a... You will hate the Rice Gum rabbit hole, Kaya. Like, it is... You would rather bang your head against the wall than try and keep up with Rice Gum clips. It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
Probably.
It's not entertaining. Yeah, it is just not entertaining.
Oh, what the fuck? His last video is from a year ago. He doesn't even do stuff anymore. What does he do?
He just streams. He only streams, and his streams are only trying to start drama with streamers to try and make, like, drama views.
Hmm.
Yeah.
To go back to the shit currency scam, though, I liked the end of the video that I watched from that guy that I said before. I can't remember his name now. What was his name, Charlie? Fuck.
Coffee?
Yeah, CoffeeZilla. From the CoffeeZilla video. At the end, he posted videos from Logan Paul's Twitter of him basically doing the same thing, like advertising a shit currency and demanding that his fans go support it and buy it. All of these YouTubers are just so obvious in their attempts to scam their audiences. It's sickening. I fucking hate that attitude of just nickel and diming your audience like that. You're scamming children.
I know. Sometimes it feels like having a conscience is like a handicap or something. Charlie, we were talking about this. Like, man, if only we were fucking evil psychopaths, you know how easy it would be to just start a fucking shitcoin? God damn it, Kaya, bro. We could never do it. Motherfucker.
Kaya and I were talking about shitcoins for a while. Kaya, every single shitcoin you told me to buy was a fucking rug pull, by the way. Every single one of them. You were worse than FaZe Clan to me.
What?
Kaya's scamming you.
Well,
yeah,
every single one of them. Jindoge.
Kai's the one that made the coins in the first
fucking
place.
War on Rugs coin.
I wish.
What was the other one? I can't remember.
They're all the same, man. I don't think any of those. I mean, the thing is, when crypto started crashing last month or the month before, I don't know when, pretty much all of them went belly up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
really
they're
think
all
of an exception.
Rug pulls
I think
to
Shiba,
some degree.
I think Shiba was the only one that didn't go belly up, and I think Sanchu or something, another one is called, that that didn't plummet.
That's
but like, yeah, the rest, you know, nobody gives a fuck anymore. I don't even...
Well, because they're just meme coins at the end of the day. They don't have any inherent value or anything. They're not like creating a product or anything. So, of course, they're eventually going to be rug pulls. Someone's going to get rich at the end of the day, and it's usually whoever's the one orchestrating the pool.
Crypto also operates in bulk, so nearly every crypto goes up at once or they all go down at once. So once rug pulls become really mainstream and more people find out about them, more and more are going to suffer and just bail out and get fucked.
Yeah,
it's a bubble. This and Elon Musk are definitely the worst things for crypto by far. Like these kinds of events.
Elon Musk combined, it's actually
going to kill crypto.
Elon Musk needs to be crucified for the sake of a bountiful crypto harvest for the rest of us. That man ruins the image of that goddamn thing. Him and those laser eyes. I said this before. Fucking stop it. Do you want to make money off of Bitcoin? Stop putting laser eyes in your profile picture. And Elon Musk, please shut the fuck up.
What's laser eyes?
We talked about this, remember? There's a meme where the second somebody buys Bitcoin and they're really into like shitcoin memes and shit, they run their profile picture through a laser eye facial filter, I guess. I don't even know what app they use or anything, but you'll see them. Whenever somebody says anything negative about Bitcoin, look at the replies and there will be dozens of these laser eye assholes in there cringing it up. Giving it a bad image. Just them and Elon Musk have been a complete detriment to crypto.
You guys, when you get some free time in the next upcoming weeks, you guys should check out TikTok financial analysts. There's a whole genre on TikTok of like 15-year-olds. 15-year-old kids like giving off trading tips for cryptocurrency, and it is just the worst. It's so fucking bad.
You know, my fucking like, crypto trading say, like, advice.
One of them was wait. One of them was sincerely claiming that Dogecoin was going to exceed the market value of like Apple, Tesla, all of the big companies. Like he was actually making that claim. It was fantastic.
Yep. There's actually a group of people that believe Dogecoin will somehow hit like $10. And in order to do that, Dogecoin would have to be the biggest thing humanity's ever produced in terms of market cap. It would have to be like 20 trillion or something.
Yeah. It'd be
Here's my advice.
Unrealistic.
Sell just enough Dogecoin to buy some Raycons. You'll get way more value for your money.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a good fucking idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen Raycons? Have you heard Raycons? Or I guess more specifically, have you heard things through Raycons? Oh,
I have during my workouts. They're very, very, very nice. It's very nice not to have to stumble over cords while I'm trying to do push-ups and shit.
It's just the best. Yeah,
I am currently trying to live in the full digital age, boys. In I don't know, we're all older men. There used to be a time not that long ago, mid-2000s probably, where wireless was a gimmick. It was a complete gimmick. You were like, oh, I don't want a wireless mouse. It has input lag and it gets choppy. Or, oh, I don't want wireless headphones. The sound will cut out.
The battery runs out.
The battery runs out. But we're in 2021 now, and I have been completely dewiring all of my setups. I got wireless this, wireless that, and I have not at all noticed a difference. It's just gotten so much better. So let me tell you something for those of you listening out there. As a man who, for the longest time, was a big old stickler of, wireless, gross, yuck. Raycon's pretty fucking sweet. Pretty goddamn solid wireless product. Quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing, compact charging case. You just plug it in, not even plug it in. What's the term for digitally plugging something in? I don't even
direct control.
Yeah,
the science isn't there, Kai.
It's so futuristic. There's just nothing to even say in terms of the phrase of how easily these things pair and get connected. Also, they're great for summer. You're going to be going outdoors a lot, going on runs. The weather's going to be a lot warmer. Don't want to sit inside. Don't want to waste that precious little sun. So why don't you put them in your pocket? Maybe I don't know. Take them to the beach. Fuck the listening to the waves. Those will be there forever. But your Raycons, oh, baby, while they're charged and primed and ready to go, pop them in your ears. I know I would do that. Crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands right there. Mm-hmm. Jackson, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say that I think they're even great for winter. They add another layer to keep you warm. They'll keep your ear holes warm. It's great for every season.
I agree.
Keep the noise out.
And we were talking about... We were talking about battery life. That was another thing. Back in the day, wireless product battery life, it used to be like, okay, you charge it overnight and you get 4 hours, maybe. It was pathetic. It was sad. But with Raycon, 24-hour battery life and portability. It's just think about everywhere that you're going to want music. I mean, the gym, maybe if you're on the train or the bus. Maybe if you're just out shopping, it's not an issue at all.
I can vouch for that. In the like past year, I've maybe had the issue of, oh, fuck, I forgot to charge these like twice.
Yeah,
maybe. And then keep in mind, they charge extremely fast. Like if you want to call somebody and you want to use your headphones, you can just plug them in for 5 minutes and it's good for like an hour. They charge very, very fast. That's another very nice thing about them.
That's right. So you can listen up. Ha ha. Yeah, I'm on a fucking roll. Listen up, because Raycon is offering 15% off of all of their products. And all you've got to do is go to buyraycon.com/OP. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. You'll want to grab a pair and a second one to go, hey, look at that. I can listen to this while my first one is charging. But you won't have to listen long because of that long battery life and charging time. 15% off of your order at buyraycon.com/OP. Buyraycon.com/OP. Get the electric blue. It's my favorite color.
#ad. The best thing about them is it's not a rug pull. You get to keep them.
Yeah, these we should probably mention, this is not a scam, this is not a fake product. You can buy Raycons for real and listen to actual music on them. It's true.
Yeah, we're not pretending to save children. It's a product. It's a good product. Yeah. They pay us, but we like them. Full disclosure. All right. I think it's time, you guys. It's time.
Yay.
For that weekly moment where we ruin people's childhoods, right? I think it's time.
Yet another talk about?
Childhood actor has been caught with minors. Yes. Corey and the House star Kyle Massey charged with felony involving minor. He's also been on That's So Raven. He is 29 years old.
Yeah. How did Raven not see this coming?
Now, Kaya, I don't want to alarm you, but as the resident expert of useless children's shows from the 2000s, Corey in the House is a spinoff of That's So Raven.
Yes, it was not like its own. Yeah.
But still its own show, you know.
It is, yeah, but many
young people...
The characters of Corey
was better too.
Yeah, Corey and his dad are directly Raven's brother and father. So it's literally a direct spinoff.
The 29-year-old is accused of sending sexually explicit text messages, photos, and videos to a 13-year-old girl.
Ooh,
is it about you fuckers? Why is it always the 13, 14, 15-year-old, and why do you feel compelled? You have money, you have fame. There are plenty of women your age who will love to go on a date with you. Why does it have to be the little kids?
Let's look at a different pattern here, Kaya. You're given the bulk argument of, oh, they're celebrities and this and that. These are child actors. So you got to remember that this is a whole bigger psychological ballgame you can investigate. They were famous as kids. They had their best times of their life as a kid. It's like the Michael Jackson shit, whether or not that was true. You know, if your whole life revolves around your childhood and being famous as a child and it was this big, exciting high, how do you recapture that when you're getting older and things are different?
I don't think the solution is fucking children.
It's not, but that's what some that's what it is to some
child
of them.
Actor? No, I guess not. I guess I wouldn't know what it's like. Well,
but
listen
like
to this, though. This is kind of fucked up.
Go ahead.
I mean, there's a reason that child actors often have so many problems because of their troubled and really weird childhoods.
Are you
like
calling
so many
Macaulay Culkin a pedophile?
Former a coke addict Macaulay Culkin? Was it Macaulay Culkin who was addicted to coke or heroin? One of the two?
He is now. We've made the claim.
Yeah, and fucking Lindsay Lohan is another one, and the Olsen twins. All of them, maybe not all of them, but most of them get on a drug wagon or sexual deviancy. It's because they grow up with such strange fucking circumstances.
Also, not to push made up trauma onto them or anything, but it was Hollywood. A lot of them were probably part of that cycle of being molested at that age.
It's also part of it. Absolutely.
I mean, it's like, you know how there was, according to Blade 3, which I hate, there was this one original vampire who spawned all the other vampires. This is like the granddaddy origin of it all. So like Dan Schneider created all of these other child actor pedophiles, maybe.
So if definitely pedophiles before Dan Schneider.
No, he invented it.
If we kill Dan Schneider, does that mean all the pedophiles disappear in the world?
They like fade away.
Drive a wooden stake into his heart. Anyway, well, what were you going to say, Charlie?
Before he gets back, I want to make sure that Macaulay Culkin, the man who listens to this podcast, apparently the drug things with him were rumors. I'm sorry, Mr. Culkin, if you're listening.
The pedophile things were 100% accurate.
Bad example on him, but we'll say Lindsay Lohan because that one's a lot more obvious.
Here, what do you have,
proven,
Charlie?
Yeah, that one's proven.
All right, so for the Kyle Massey, Corey in the House case, it's really fucking weird. According to the complaint, the plaintiff alleges Massey met the minor when she was 4 years old at Universal Studios, and the two stayed in touch due to the minor wanting to pursue a career in entertainment, resulting in her reaching out to the actor in 2018 to discuss auditioning for Corey in the House reboot, and then he sent the pornographic materials from 2018 to 2019. Fucking knew her from when she was 4 years old.
How do you stay in touch with a four-year-old?
So I don't know. It is so weird that he had to be in touch with her parents like that whole time, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. That is fucking
The Variety
weird.
Report says that she kept in touch with Massey Macy, I don't know how to pronounce his name, who presented himself as her father figure. With the prospect
it's like
of
the Drake situation with Millie Bobby Ray or whatever.
Millie Vanilli.
Millie Bobby Brown? Yeah.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown.
Like, I'm going to be your big brother. No thanks. Pass.
I'm going to give you dating advice.
The actor later added the girl on Snapchat and started sending her sexually explicit photos, videos, and text messages. And Kyle's statement to TMZ, he claimed that he was being extorted by the family and denied the misconduct. Huh. This is like a Michael Jackson situation. He's denying it, and they're claiming it for money.
Oh, okay, so this is he didn't plead guilty or anything yet?
No,
the trial hasn't happened.
I guess not. Yeah. No.
We got to remember.
So we should claim it's allegations.
Allegedly.
He's an alleged pedophile.
We got to remember that any time, and I guess everyone out there listening to has to remember that everything we talk about like this has an asterisk, and it's allegedly. It's all just what we've heard. We don't know for sure, you know?
Yeah. As you please don't. May have noticed from the first 2 minutes of this podcast, we don't fact check shit.
Yeah, we literally read the news and shit, and we just talk about what we read. It could be
sometimes news from 5 years
all,
ago.
It could, it could all be
that
completely
happened to me,
fucking
actually.
False.
So staying on theme, I shared a news article about Chris Hansen getting arrested, and I put it in our topics channel in the Discord, and somebody pointed out to me, Kaya, you dummy, that's from 2 years ago. He was arrested 2 years ago. But the reason confused is because he was arrested again just recently, just this month, this past month, because
warrant.
Of...
Let's be...
Right? No, he was arrested briefly because he did not show up to court. So I think he did get arrested. So this is from Deadline.com. Former To Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen briefly arrested for court no-show. And this is from July 3rd. So, yeah, literally yesterday.
Man, this man's fall from grace is so massive. What
I don't understand it, man. Like, it's such a petty amount of money, too. It's one of the articles mentioned that he owed somebody $13,000. That is a non-amount for a person like him. That's
speaking of scams, though, he's like one of the biggest grifters online at the moment, from what I've heard. Like, a lot of these things are just based around him making money and dipping immediately. So he must have, like, a lot of debt or something. We're talking about Chris Hansen, by the way, for anyone who forgot who we're talking about, because we're jumping between topics a lot at the moment.
Oh, good, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, the To Catch a Predator host, which to this day is a very, very fun show, and you can watch this on... Yeah. You can, like, stream it on YouTube and shit. It's, like, it's not even copyrighted. I didn't have any problems watching it. Like, he was great in his youth, and then what he did, the reason people call him a grifter is because he started this Kickstarter to reboot To Catch a Predator and recapture his youth. Previously, to get everybody caught up, he was on To Catch a Predator, he was on Dateline NBC, then he cheated on his wife and he got fired from the network, and then he did fucking nothing for like a decade, and now he's all fat and washed up and old, and then he tried to start a Kickstarter to reboot To Catch a Predator called Hansen versus Predator, which fucking sucked. It was awful. It was soulless. You could tell that he wasn't really into it anymore. It wasn't fun or funny.
Hansen versus Predator was fine. It wasn't as good.
Some of the videos were literally recorded on a phone. No, it did not have the production value of a network behind it. You didn't have the awesome, like. The thing about To Catch a Predator is that it united everybody across, like, race, gender, politics. We were all like, yeah, fuck that pedo, yeah. Like, even the all cops are bastards crowds united with us, going like, yeah, police brutality, fuck yeah, the guy in the ghillie suit, shoot that fucking pedo with your taser, yeah, fuck
ghillie
yeah,
suit.
Kick him.
I still think Hansen versus Predator created some memorable moments. I thought some of the characters in that were just as entertaining as previous ones, like the me, my mummy, and my daddy guy.
That was Hansen versus Predator, where the decoy is like, my daddy's not home, and the guy's like 30 years old.
Yeah, he's like 40. Yeah, he's like.
But still, he was the pedophile. Maybe it's because I'm feeling nostalgic about the old show, because they didn't have Perverted Justice, which was the watchdog group that
another
they
scam,
partnered
by the way.
With. They had Dell. They weren't scammers. That was a legitimate watchdog group.
They were pretty scammy, from what I've read. But continue.
I don't think so. Like, they had Dell from Perverted Justice, which was like the I don't know, the main chick that they would always use as the front of the perverted justice gang, who's now, by the way, on the Twitter. She now works for Twitter as a safety guide or something. Anyway, after that, Hansen just fell out. You know, he's now, last I heard, he was trying to wedge his way into the EDP drama, the Eat That Pussy drama.
Yeah.
And that's about
he's
it.
Always like, he's always like 6 months late to something.
Yeah, that's so weird, too, because he did it for Onision when it was like a year later, and now he's doing it for EDP when it's like 6 months later. Like, he can't even get on like the forefront of this shit anymore.
To be fair, he is old.
He is very old.
He's going to take his morning medicine and stuff,
he's
get into it.
He's very old, and he's very desperate. Like, he's now... Like, you know, the way it usually happens with famous people is you have to manage, you have to message their managers and shit to book them for your show. Chris Hansen is, he himself is sending out messages to like podcasts and shit to invite himself onto them. I don't want to say who, but I know somebody where like he tried to invite himself onto his show. And, you know, you're washed up when you're like, hey, do you guys want to have me on the show, please? That's sad.
Oh, fuck. And I would love to have him on this show, actually. Fuck, we should do that.
Me too. And I told my buddy, like, if you do have him on, can you get me an autograph from, like, can you tell him to sign a photo of him from 20 years ago and make it look like he signed it at the time 20 years ago? Because I don't want an autograph from him today. No offense.
Everyone send this to Chris Hansen. This is an open invitation, Chris. You can come onto our show.
We've Ooh. Just been shit-talking him.
Yeah, don't send this to him.
Don't go back 5 minutes. Just listen to this part where we're inviting you. Don't go back 10, 20 seconds ago.
Use clips from the numerous times I've praised his past work over the course of this podcast and send it to him and tell him to get in touch. But what I was going to say, so this guy had... He had his moments, man. He used to be on TV. He had a well-paying job. He was on national TV. Like, how is $13,000 too much for you? He has a cameo. I checked this out today. He has you guys know that cameo website where people pay famous people to say something? He has 3,000 positive reviews at $60 a pop or so. That is a lot of money. And that's just the reviews. That's just the people who bother to leave reviews. And like maybe 10% of people ever bother to leave reviews. So he has money. There's no way he doesn't have money. Why don't you just fucking pay the $13,000, bro? Like, why are you being a bum and bouncing checks?
Well, maybe all that money has gone to paying debts. Like, maybe he doesn't have money because he's just got so much debt that he's trying to immediately pay off with all this cameo money.
I guess maybe, but maybe like, how do you get into so much debt? I don't get that. Stuttering John from the Opie and Anthony show is another character like this, where like you were on this super massive podcast and you were making six figures every year. How are you now poor and living in an apartment with cockroaches? How do you mismanage your money this hard?
So it's the only reason he got fired from, it was CNN, right? He was part of CNN, or is it NBC? Which one is it?
NBC. It was Dateline NBC.
Yeah, right, Dateline NBC.
Is the only reason he was fired from NBC because he cheated on his wife?
Nope, it's because the lore is incredible. One of the people they were investigating ended up killing himself. He shot himself when Chris showed up.
Yeah.
That was the...
I didn't know that's why he got fired. I knew that was why TCAP got cancelled or whatever. Canceled, I didn't know that was why he got fired.
I guess after that they axed him. So for those who don't know, some district attorney... One of the subjects, one of the pedophiles that we're about to do a segment on the show was a district attorney. And when he suspected that he was caught... He decided to fucking kill himself. And then his sister, like, fucking blamed the TV show. Like, oh, you killed my brother. Oh, motherfucker, he was a pedophile. What? That's on him. Killing himself is on him. Shouldn't have fucking been chatting with people he thought
this
was 13.
This is when Chris Hansen was badass. When he was asked about it, he said, yeah, I didn't lose any sleep over it.
Why can't you
this
be like
Chris
that,
Hansen,
Chris, all the time?
Back in the day when he was spry, young, fit, ready to bust pedophiles, and he was clean-shaven... Perhaps with Harry's razors.
God damn it. I was just about to ask, do you think he slept even more sound knowing that he shaved with a Harry's razor? It's okay. Mm-hmm. As long as all of us are talking about Harry's giving you, well, they give you a choice. And some of you might be thinking, do I have to choose between a great shave? No. And a fair price? No. You don't have to at all because you get both of those things with Harry's. So the question... The choice that you're given is, do I have to choose between using Harry's or a razor that's just not going to cut it the same way? Oh, the puns, they just won't stop. I personally have been using Harry's for literally since before this podcast even started. I've mentioned that multiple times. They're good. They're convenient. They're solid. I don't know what adjectives to describe them with. I haven't already said. I've been using them for a long time. They're great. There's a lot of different styles on their website you can pick from for what kind of package you want to be getting. It's also still as low as $2 per blade refill, and the blades will stay sharp. Guys who shave four times a week said that their eighth shave was as smooth as the first. And honestly, with a lot of like these mail order razor blades, you can often get some really cheap shit, stuff you don't want on your face, probably not even once. But with Harry's, you are definitely getting quality that's going to last. No gimmicky features, fair prices, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They have so much quality behind their blades that they will give you a 100% money-back guarantee on harrys.com. All you official podcast listeners need to do is get a starter set. Because you out there, you're going to be a new customer if I've got to sell this to you. If you're already using Harry's, then you're going to know. You're going to go, oh, this ad, it's speaking my language. But if you haven't tried Harry's, well, if you're a new Harry's customer, you can get the starter set at harrys.com/official. You'll get a 5-blade razor, an ergonomic handle, foaming shave gel, a travel blade cover, and a $13 value, all for just $3. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/official to redeem this offer now. Not even just today, but now, right this second. What else are you doing? Are you driving? Are you at work? I don't give a fuck. Ask your coworker. Call your mom.
Yeah, pull over.
What is your mom doing right now? Probably nothing important.
And why is she not shaving?
Get her at Harry's and tell her to sign up for you. And tell her to get herself one, too, because she deserves it.
Shave your mom. Mm-hmm.
Shave your mom with Harry's razors.
Tell her that mustache doesn't look good on her.
They'll be just as sharp the eighth time you shave her.
Perfect.
Thanks, Harry's.
All right.
Thank you, Harry. Pretty ironic name if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. I have one more topic, but does anybody else have anything?
I mean,
no, I'm behind. My only small topic was I'm just falling behind, and I wondered if you guys did too. I just now today started watching Zack Snyder's Justice League, and I'm like, fuck, this took me so long to do.
Jesus.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How far are you?
I watched part one, so the first hour.
What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, the first part one literally is just the same movie so far. They added, like, I think one scene so far.
Oh, then wait, what? No, like the entire Wonder Woman scene is completely different.
Is it?
Yeah.
What How do Wonder you even Woman remember months later, Charlie? I'm impressed. Like that movie made no impression.
I thought
no
it was good. I liked it.
The only scene that I thought was different was they changed the beginning, and then
there's a lot of difference actually in the first part.
There's really only three parts that I thought that happened in the first one. There was the Superman scream, then there's when Batman talks to Aquaman, and then there's the Amazons defending the cube, and that's all that really happened.
Yeah, but those scenes are very different now.
Are they? I thought they were the same.
Yeah, I don't think you remember the original Justice
League.
Maybe
Andrew originally saw the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, maybe it's because when I saw Justice League, I didn't hate it. So I remember it fondly. So I don't know.
Comparison
you didn't hate Justice League?
Andrew, no, you should watch the original Justice League for 3 hours and then watch the Snyder Cut for 7 hours and then compare.
That's a good idea. Time, right? Do the old Jackson method.
I didn't do that.
You watch movies multiple times very often.
Oh right, yeah.
No, not anymore.
That was just Jurassic World, and that was just because I was.
It was not just Star Wars. It was not just Jurassic World. You did Star Wars, Jurassic World, and you did some like complete nonsense movie too. It wasn't even a big title that I'm blanking on now.
Well, yeah, then it doesn't exist. You can't prove
know
it.
What it was.
Yeah.
Was it Monsters, Inc. or something?
You have to know the title. No, what? Monsters, Inc.? I don't think I've ever seen the new Monsters, Inc.
Was it Lego? The Lego movie?
No.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. He saw it. Fuck.
Oh,
it's making me so mad.
Was it 1984? Not, no, 18. No, what's the fucking war movie after the year?
No, we saw that together.
Yeah, and then I thought you rewatched it many more times after that.
No.
What is that movie? Now it's driving me insane.
1912
or some
it's
shit?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
1917, thank you.
1917.
Well, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he watches like every year.
I'm proud of that one.
I don't blame him for that. Yeah, I also have my own TV shows that I rewatch every year.
Yeah, it's a little different with TV. It's a you saw a movie multiple fucking times because you saw it by yourself, you saw it with your friends, and then you saw it with your other friends again. And it was a movie that had no right to even be seen more than once. And I can't fucking remember what it is. It's making me so upset.
It doesn't exist if you can't think of it.
You absolutely know what movie I'm talking about. And you're just being an asshole.
Yeah, I think so too. I bet our comments section will know. But we just cannot think of it. You must have talked about it on the show, so somebody
else
knows.
We did.
Yeah.
I know we did.
Oh, well, then you've got 239 episodes to go back through to find out.
Was it Avengers, Jackson?
No, I genuinely don't know what he's talking about. I've never seen any movie more than once.
It was a big blockbuster action movie, I remember.
That is super not true, Jackson, because I was baffled. God damn it. It was a movie that wasn't even a big title.
I know.
Someone says Circle. I think I did say that more than once, but that was like on Andrew's recommendation.
I've watched that movie five times, but it's because I watched it with different people every time.
Talking about direct-to-video. The thing with Jackson is that he goes to the movie theaters multiple times, like 10 times to watch a certain movie.
I remember.
At home, like I've seen Fury Road like 27 fucking times or so. That's normal.
Yeah.
Well,
did you watch the second
one? That's way weirder to me.
Weirder. Kaya, did you watch Mad Max 2 yet?
Oh, no, I haven't.
I'm so curious if you're going to like or hate it, because I loved it, but I don't know. I really don't know.
We could watch it together. Let's bring back movie night or movie day or whatever the fuck we called it.
Bring it back. It never started.
We haven't done it in a year, you cocksucker.
Hey, I'm down. I've always been down. Yeah, but I think it's weirder to just watch a movie at home by yourself over and over again than it is to take a different group of people to the movies. That's like an event. That's like fun. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure we're not just thinking of Jurassic World, Charlie?
I'm positive. It was a smaller movie. The one I'm thinking of is a smaller one. Because like I can almost understand him doing Jurassic World like 20 times and just being like a goofy child smile on his face every time. But this
was
a movie.
Times. It was 7.
This movie... Yeah, okay, that's better. This movie wasn't even like a popular movie, and it's really driving me crazy that I can't remember it, because you took different people to see it because you liked it so much, but it was a movie that you and I disagreed on. I'm pretty sure we even moist metered it, and it wasn't that long ago. It would have been before coronavirus, but it wasn't that long ago.
I went to Blade Runner 2049
twice. Was it
Endgame?
No, it wasn't.
But he's saying it's small.
Yeah, it wasn't a big movie.
And Blade Runner 2049 isn't small, so it can't be that.
Yeah, definitely.
And no one would watch that more than once.
But we disagreed pretty strongly on Blade Runner 2049.
We did disagree on that one quite a bit, but it wasn't that movie. I'll remember it at some point, and then I'll just send you a message.
No, you have to bring it up on the show now, because everybody needs to know afterwards.
I will.
Was it Frozen 2? Okay, here's... Jesus Christ, there's a lot of voice meters. I was going to do a search, but there's way too many. Was it Arnold? Hey Arnold, Jungle Movie?
That's the one.
Friends to the theaters, and it was more than one group of friends. It had to have been like over 3 years ago at this point, because I don't remember taking anyone to the movies over the last three years.
It was before coronavirus, but that's not that long ago. It was just like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I really think it was just Jurassic World. And all right,
no, admit to that one. That's seven times.
He used to have a habit of doing it much more often. Like he saw, how many times do you see Rogue One?
Three times.
Oh my lord.
So you did it for like Rogue One and like every Star Wars movie.
Oh god.
Do you know movie, Charlie? Do you remember?
No, I don't. But it was a goofier one. Not like a comedy movie, but like a goofy one to see multiple times.
Was it
brought it up on the show before?
I'm sure I brought it up on the show before.
So I wonder if there's some dedicated fan out there in the audience that's just screaming at their monitor right now, and they know.
Yeah. There are multiple people who binge our show, and they're right now just raging, like, how do you not remember? It was so
screaming, slamming on his desk. Oh, come on, Charlie, this is outrageous.
I'm very sorry, that listener that none of us remember. We're sorry. Yeah, I can't find it. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Wow, this derailed Jesus.
Yeah, for some reason, there's a part of me that wants to say it's Doolittle, but I don't even know if you've seen that movie.
No, I haven't seen it. Never seen that.
But for some reason, that keeps jumping into my head, but I wasn't even sure if you'd even seen that one. No, we didn't voice meter it.
Well, why? Pull the source here, Jackson. What are your most memorable movies of the last 4 years?
You guys know I have, like, an awful memory. My memory is so bad. I genuinely think I have, like, early onset Alzheimer's with how bad it is. It's concerning. No, seriously, it is actually concerning.
Nah, I don't remember all the movies I watch either. That's fair. But I feel like I would remember if I saw
I'm really interested about this, to be honest. I want Charlie to say it because I feel like I'll learn more about myself as well. So if you could fucking hurry up and figure it out, that'd be great.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't think it'll happen today. I'm scrolling through the moist meter search thing, but it's not happening. I'm not seeing anything of interest that could be it. Oh, well.
Yeah, we'll figure it out eventually. Or someone will. All right.
Where were we going with this originally? This was a different topic. Oh, Kaya said he had a topic, but didn't want to start without offering the topic.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, before that, why don't we talk about MeUndies?
That's a great topic.
I'm very cozy in my MeUndies right now. I wish I could show you, but...
I don't know how to express to you guys that we actually love and wear MeUndies, so I'll tell this story again, because I think this story fucking supplements it. Charlie and I did a movie. We cameoed in a small movie, and we went to one of the fucking rooms they set aside for costumes, and we had to change into some stuff, and Charlie... showed me he was wearing MeUndies. And I went, I see you two are wearing MeUndies. This is an actual story that happened. I don't know how to express to all of you listening that we wear MeUndies regularly and we all love
them.
That's
all I have.
Seriously.
It's literally all I wear. Yeah. I threw out all my
It's
other
all
ones.
You need, though.
I am very cozy in them. I wish that they accepted a very hairy, chubby Turkish man to represent them an underwear model for them, but I don't think they would appreciate that very much. So I'm not going to get up right now. But I can vouch that my booty is very, very cozy in them.
Yeah, my girlfriend wears them now. They have women's lines. I mean, seriously, like, fucking, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how good you like the current underwear you're wearing. MeUndies is just, it's some of the best you can get. It's absurdly comfy. It comes in every style. You can get, like, whatever kind of underwear you want, whether you want maybe something tighter, something looser fitting, something more patterned, something in a different color. It doesn't fucking matter. It's just crazy. MeUndies believes that you should be comfortable to the core. And that's why they make the softest undies in the most fun prints, so you can wake up excited to wear your favorite pair. Mm-hmm. I mean, their signature micro-modal fabric grows from trees and is sustainably sourced. Ugh, that's a mouthful, but it's not hard for MeUndies to say. They offer different cuts for different butts. That's a good one. Ranging from sizes XS to 4XL. So again, whatever you're looking for, classic colors, adventurous prints, no matter what size, style, it doesn't matter. They're soft, they're comfy. All sorts of things that you can get. MeUndies has a great offer as well. Any first-time purchasers will get 15% off and free shipping. They have a problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off of your first order with free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/official. That's MeUndies.com/official. Wear the underwear that the official boys wear. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Be official. Get some MeUndies.
MeUndies.com/official, 15% off your first order, free shipping. I don't know how to say it any better that all four of us legitimately love and wear them all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're great.
They're great. They're actually just great. Comfy as fuck.
So I feel like we've been a bit all over the place today with topics, and I feel like we haven't got a solid conclusion on any of them, really.
They're all developing.
Up in the air. Yeah, true.
It's all new
but
stories.
I did want to touch on something I briefly said before, which was perverted justice is also... Like, they were also kind of scammy. And my reasoning for that, just in case sues me, that my reasoning for that was they fucked up one of the cases that they were handling, basically out of pure greed. Like, they kept the hard drive full of conversations and stuff and were, like, extorting people for it. So that's why I thought they were scammy.
Oh, no, I thought they were cool. You're ruining my childhood now, Jackson. I don't like hearing this.
We can't have nice things around here.
They were cool.
They held on to the information about Carl Macy. They didn't make it public. It's all connected.
Boo.
Damn it, I thought they were cool.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do about it?
You're dead to me, Del from Perverted Justice.
Oh, I don't think that about her.
Yeah, what the fuck? She didn't have anything to do with it. She's just as much of a victim as we are.
She was a big part of
the
that
other
organization.
One. Yeah, she was a big... No, it was like the owner of Perverted Justice that I think screwed it up. I can't remember his name, though.
I like Perverted Justice because to this day, for those who don't know, every single chat log, all of the funny ones that you see on To Catch a Predator, you can read the full chat logs online because they have a website. If you just type in Perverted Justice into your web search... it'll come up and you can read every single thing. It's very entertaining. And there's another one too, like baiting.org, which was a hobby that I indulged in my youth as well, where you would like pretend to be a young girl and then make fun of pedophiles in chat rooms. There are a lot of very funny chat logs out there. I don't know. I hope Perverted Justice is not a scummy organization. That would bum me out.
Well, like I said, I think they are.
Fuck you. Have you guys seen the ocean being on fire?
Yes, yeah, pretty cool.
What?
Open a portal to hell.
Yeah, the portal to hell.
So it was a gas explosion, right? I didn't know that water could light on fire. Well, surface water I knew could light on fire, but not like underwater water.
Well, it's because oil and water don't mix and it's an oil fire.
Apparently this was an underwater gas line that bursts and caught fire some fucking hell. Underwater, and so what you have is this vortex of fire basically ascending through the bottom of the ocean to the surface, and it looks exactly like one-to-one like those scenes from Pacific Rim where the kaijus are coming through the portal, and oh fuck, here they come, the category one kaijus. This is how it starts.
It's the exact fucking hole that Cthulhu's gonna make his entrance from. It's absurd how much of a fucking like sci-fi action thing it looks like.
You know what's fucking wild though? Those fish in that immediate area, they've never seen fire before. They're like the first fish in like a long line of... This is like the caveman moment for fish. This is
poor
scary.
Nemo. Poor Nemo is now staring at a fucking fire tornado. Like, what is this? It would be like if we were hit by some five-dimensional tornado. Like, I cannot even wrap my head around this. I don't get it. What is this?
Jackson's bringing up the real facts.
Yeah, they're going to evolve so much faster now. They're going to harness that power.
They're making sticks and weapons.
Forget about harnessing the power. Like, can we have some fishing boats just harnessing all the spontaneously created fish sticks right now? Just like the perfectly sizzled fish that are now floating on top of the water near that fucking ring of fire.
I wonder how many sea creatures died for that.
A lot.
But a lot.
Perfectly char grilled. It's going to be a delicious sea feast, a banquet.
And this is why I hate the carbon footprint shit. Like, you guys know, I've talked about this before, where I'll throw a little piece of fucking carton in my trash bag, and then 2 weeks later I'll get mail in my mailbox. Like, oh, the German state has deemed that you were not recycling properly. You have to pay a fine now. Like, motherfucker, why are you hassling me when there's companies doing this shit and setting the ocean on fire, you asshole? It's the problem is clearly not me not recycling properly. Is these fucking companies?
Everyone's gonna do their part. Apart from giant corporations.
Yeah, apparently they're immune from this, but if I throw away so much as a single fucking crumpled up paper, the Stasi need to breathe down my neck and take my fucking money out of my wallets, but this company can
just... It's like the butterfly effect. You not throwing away your cardboard probably indirectly led to this water fire cyclone hybrid.
Oh, fuck off. Don't blame me for this. Eat shit. By the way, reminder that the whole the carbon footprint stuff where they put the onus of saving the climate for onto the consumer, like individuals like you and me, where we're told to recycle and, you know, use reusable straws and paper straws and no plastic straws. That's a fucking BP thing. They started that propaganda. BP started the carbon footprint bullshit to take the pressure off of themselves to reduce their carbon footprints onto the consumer. That's a fucking conspiracy. Fuck these people. Fuck them. I hope all of it catches fire and blows up their whole infrastructure, dickheads. I hope those oil rigs blow up, douchebags. Fucking fine. Yeah, fuck you.
That'll teach them. That'll be really detrimental to those multi-billion-dollar companies.
I'm just mad that I'm getting fined, and I know that whatever company this is, they're going to be super fine. They're going to be perfectly okay. From what I understand,
Charlie, why are you white knighting a corporation? It genuinely would make an... Those oil refineries...
It would hurt us more than the companies. What do you mean?
It would hurt them a lot.
No, Charlie's being coy, but Charlie's also right. Like, the company that did this apparently was bought by the... they were taken over by the government years ago. So this is like the government doing it. They're never going to pay any price for this.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about,
Jackson? Penalized for this fucking shit. It's just us. It's us and the poor fish, the fish folk. It's Aquaman that now has to deal with fucking brimstone raining down on his fucking mansion.
Yeah, I remember that from Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah. He has to fight the underwater fire demon.
Ugh. Sucks.
Wait, so can we roll that back a bit? BP is owned by the government?
No.
Not this, BP in particular, but this one.
From what I've read, this particular... I don't know, I forget what company this is, but they were apparently... they're part of the government now. They're nationalized. The company that leaked, that led to this, underwater gas line burst, was nationalized years ago. So this is the government, basically. So which means they're never going to pay a price. They're not going to be fined or anything. Like, what the fuck? And BP, what I said about them is that they are the ones who started the... they basically started the propaganda, which led to people thinking that my individual decision, like me, Kaya, me not fucking recycling my Coke can, that's going to destroy the planet. Meanwhile, they can leak thousands of barrels of oil into the ocean and kill seagulls and shit, and that doesn't matter. No,
the penguins.
I have to use a metal straw. They're assholes.
Man, I remember that. When was it? It was in the early 2010s, I think. That massive oil spill and all those pictures coming out of the penguins covered in oil that they couldn't breathe. Yeah. It was so fucking sad.
Fuckers.
I wish shit like that should be held to the same kind of criminality as serial killers and murderers and stuff. They should be executed. Whoever led to that situation.
They should be. This is criminal negligence against the planet itself and our species, but that's not what you're ever going to hear in... Again, I've talked about this before. You guys know how every Hollywood movie has to have that, turns out humanity was the real problem. We're you're driving global warming. Humanity didn't listen. You, watching this movie at home, you didn't recycle. So now it's 2012 and Earth is destroying itself. It's like, motherfucker, how about you talk about China, which is the main driver of climate change? How come we can't talk about that or BP? Why are you fucking shaming me? You're the one flying in your private jet around the planet. Fuck you. I hate these assholes so much. Oh, Jackson, they should be executed.
Someone just said in chat, we all died in 2012. And that's... You guys remember the 2012 conspiracy? That was doomsday or whatever? Yeah. Maybe the world did actually start going downhill from that date. And we're just on a slow demise to our end, basically. Maybe, wow.
Yeah,
that's actually made me think about it. Maybe the Mayans were right.
Maybe... Yeah, was it the Mayans or the Aztecs? Or that originated?
Mayan calendar. Mayan it was the calendar. Mayan calendar.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe they were right. Maybe it wasn't supposed to be a one-day apocalypse, but a slow progress, and that's when we started so this 2012.
Who back knows? Back in like 2011 or times leading up to that, I actually went to Mexico, and it was like a tour thing. It was part of a thing I did with my family. And one of the people that we got to talk to was a like Mayan historian and all that. And I asked him, hey, what's with 2012? What's with the Mayan calendar? And actually, it's a misinterpretation. It's not that they proclaimed the world would end. It's that they proclaimed a giant change would happen. And people interpreted that as the world ending.
That's
so
also a bit wrong. So really? I was big into Doom.
Charlie's the true Mayan historian.
Charlie, yeah. Fact checker. Actually,
I genuinely believed in that shit when I was a kid. Like in 2012, I just started college and I thought the world was going to end. I was desperately trying to get laid. Aww. Like I was deep into the research here. I didn't want to go out a virgin. So the Mayan calendar ended on 2012. Because it followed one astrological cycle.
Hang on, I want to zoom in on the other aspect that you said there. Were you desperately trying to fuck a girl because you thought the world was going to end?
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's no way I'm dying a virgin. I'll do anything in my power. Please, God. And I was unsuccessful. I ended up on 2012, like the end of 2012, playing Halo 4 alone. I was like, this is it. This is how Charlie goes out.
Maybe that's why you hate Halo 4 so much.
Aw. I'm sure your parents called you a moron as well.
Oh, yeah. I used to bring that up to them, too. I was like, guys, this is it.
You guys need to help me get laid, please.
Well, good news, Charlie. You still have plenty of time to lose your virginity. Who knew?
That's true. Yeah. We have many more years now.
Any day now.
Yeah, but the Mayan calendar, it followed astrological cycles, and the one that it was currently following and the one that it ended on before the Mayans ended was the one that, I don't remember the name, ended on 2012.
It was what do you mean by astrological cycle?
They gave names to different like cycles, so they followed one that the world was in from their time till 2012. So they were big into like astronomy and stuff, so they made a calendar that would follow them.
That's a big cycle, though. What? Like, what's that even based around?
I don't remember. I just remember it was actually just astrology.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They're ancient, stupid civilization back in the Dark Ages.
Whoa, dummy. Did you invent the calendar?
Yeah, they were really advanced for their time.
They actually were.
Fair enough. Fair enough, I guess, but they also believed in astrology, so.
Yeah. I don't know if it was necessarily astrology by today's standards. I guess it was more astronomy back then, because it wasn't like pseudoscience. They just gave names to different cycles that they didn't notice. So the one that they were currently following was the one that ended on 2012. I mainly chalk it up to astrology, because it's obviously not true. They were just giving names to different things in space.
Yeah, plus you try living that time, Kaya. You'd believe anything. Like, you would name immediately.
That is fair. I would worship literally everything. I would have been such a low IQ fucking farmer. Like, you know, if lightning struck a bush, I probably would have heard voices coming from it, too.
Sometimes I wish we still worship the sun. It's fucking cool.
I'm telling you, that's going to be our demise. The sun's not getting enough respect. It's angry up there now.
Well, think about it. It's just so much cooler. It's like it takes the fun out of it. They go, oh, it's a giant ball of plasma with these chemical reactions at this distance away that generates energy. It's like, okay, that's fascinating. But the other explanation is it's a giant angry god that visits us sometimes. It's like, fuck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
holy shit!
All the religions.
It is life.
It brings us life and heat, and it kills us. It's like that's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
hell
it's
yeah.
Always made the most sense of all the religions to me. Like sun worship, the life giver,
and
the destroyer. That makes sense.
Isn't that really funny when you think about it? That like tons of modern religions, they're like, oh, we don't worship the sun. That'd be stupid, haha. But the sun's right there. It's right fucking there.
It's provable.
That makes a lot of sense to me to worship that fucking thing that literally is like stupidly hot and bright and life-giving and energy-giving, and you can feel its heat. It's like, that makes sense. I wouldn't hate on anyone who worships the sun. It's terrifying, and it's always there. Jesus.
Maybe our worship is the only thing stopping it from going supernova, too.
Exactly. What if there's some holdouts in some remote village somewhere, and the only reason the sun hasn't smothered us into oblivion is that they're still devout and giving it praise? You don't know. You don't know, Mr. Science.
I'm terrified of the sun.
But it's testing us a little bit with, like, global warming and starting fires in the water.
That's because people have stopped worshiping it. That's what we're saying.
It's true. It's mad. It's mad at us.
Let's bring back sun worship. Let's make this a thing. We've been talking on the podcast many, many times how we want to start like a movement or a religion. That should be our thing. We worship the sun. We treat it as a deity and a god.
I especially worship it by never going outside during the day.
You're showing respect. We respect it. We give it all the land. We don't take from it.
There are so many people not showing the sun the respect it deserves in global warming. So I had to look this up in the topics channel, but I had linked a tweet from somebody disrespecting the sun, as they do the heathens, the infidels, the non-believers. So here's somebody saying, temperatures are rising, but deaths are declining. Why? Question mark. Because more people die from cold than heat. 5 times more die of cold as heat, even in hot India. Warming saves 2 times more people than it kills. US have heat deaths since 1960s. Like, I give a shit. I don't care about deaths. I'm sweating. I don't care. Like, the sun is punishing me. My God. My dear leader. The holy exalted creature, the beast in the sky, it's punishing me. I don't care.
You have got to stop sinning. It doesn't accept ball torture. The sun does not like you dripping wax in your nutsack.
I haven't done that in 10 years. I'm not a sinner no more.
Once was enough. It hates
it. No, there needs to be redemption, please. I am redeemed. Ra.
Dear Ra, I don't know why the sun hates Australia so much. I don't know what the fuck we did to it. It's like torn open an ozone hole above us so that we get more cancer than anywhere else in the world. What do we
do?
That
is true. They do not like you over there.
I don't know what the fuck we did. Well, actually, we are a prison colony, so maybe it's just the massive amounts of sin here.
Like, the main thing you guys do is just destroy nature. Like, the Great Barrier Reef, you, like, wage a war against.
Yeah. Yeah, we're true enemies of the sun god here.
Is that still going
ourselves
on?
Apparently,
Jackson, like a zero.
No, yeah. So, interestingly enough, a report just came out from the UN. Someone was telling me about this the other day. So it could have been like 10 years ago, honestly. But yeah. I think a report just came out that said that Australia is like the bottom
of the barrel,
bottom in terms of bottom on a list of like 160 countries. Like, we're the worst contributors to global warming. Basically, we hate the environment the most out of any country on that list.
100%, yeah.
So
everything
you guys
do is like an affront to nature.
Yeah. I mean, which is weird because we have such beautiful landscapes. Like, everywhere looks so picturesque and beautiful over here. So I don't
know now.
Where we're hiding the crimes against the planet. Apart from
but you're Australian, Jackson. You probably watch Mad Max Fury Road and you think, oh, it's so picturesque, so beautiful. Look at that desert.
No. Seriously, there are some beautiful places over here that don't look like Mad Max. I wouldn't go out in the outback. That's different. No one's out there.
So, like, you're not hiding anything. You guys built a fucking floating hotel over the Great Barrier Reef. So you could just, like, go over the reef and just destroy it as, like, part of the fun of the hotel.
Well, yeah, that's fun. That's good for tourism.
It was good for tourism.
No, the shit that... No one apart from the government agrees with what they're doing to the reef. And it's all just mining exploitation. And it's because the government is basically just in bed with all the big mining industries. So we can't... Us common folk can't stop it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you guys, like the individual citizens are doing, but your government truly hates the environment.
It's just our biggest industry. If we
I mean, that's like almost
ruin our mining industry, people lose their jobs.
Okay, sorry. I know this is shoehorning it, and it's a very bad segue, but Andrew has to go soon. But we have yet to talk about Bill Cosby going free.
Bill Cosby! Oh, yeah.
How did I not remember this? Bill Cosby, for those who don't know, he's now a free man because of a technicality.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He very obviously molested and raped all those women, allegedly, by drugging them and ass-fucking them when they were unconscious, and he's now freed because of a technicality.
That's right.
Jesus
right.
Christ.
The pudding roofied itself.
Do you have the info, Charlie? Do you want to explain this one?
I was getting so many conflicting reports here. One of them I read said he went free because no lawyers told him that he couldn't incriminate himself. So apparently, like, his early testimonials were just quite literally him admitting to it or something. And nobody told him that he shouldn't do that. So they let him go free because they thought he got, like, manipulated into just incriminating himself.
I heard the prosecutors broke his, like, Fifth Amendment right or something. Like, they made him a plea deal or a promise. And then basically used that testimony that he provided during that promise to then criminalize him in a court of law, which is apparently against the rules.
That's also what I heard. I heard that he was promised by the prosecution or by some lawyers and shit that if he provides his testimony in a certain case, that he would not be prosecuted himself. And then he was, which is... I understand why in the grand scheme of things this is good, because obviously when you're promised that you're not going to be prosecuted, that promise should be held, right? You should not be like the state, the government should not be able to sue you after promising you and giving you their word that they will not sue you. But such a shitty fucking example. This is the worst person to get off on that technicality. Like, Bill Cosby being free.
It was a stupid deal for them to make in the first place.
Yes.
Like, why would you make that promise? That's what kind of prosecution would do that?
It's ghastly. I don't know. I don't know all the details, but yeah, Bill Cosby is free now.
He fucking date raped the judicial system.
He is not to this day. He has not once shown an iota of guilt or contrition. In fact, he's only been this long in prison because he refused to take classes on sexual addiction, like rape addiction and shit. Like, he literally refused to go to therapy for what he did. He just said, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's the only reason he's been in prison this long. And now he just gets his way. He's free now.
So, do you think there's a chance of him re-offending, basically?
Oh, yes. You're going to need to cover up all that pudding. Yeah, it's fucked now. Yeah. No one's safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that housewarming party's going to be have a weird atmosphere.
Do not, ladies, girls, please, do not attend a party with Bill Cosby. It will not end well for you. That's a bad idea.
Don't drink the punch.
Nope.
All right, we should wrap there though on that.
Okay,
so that Andrew can go to whatever he needs to go to. Thank you everyone for listening to this week's episode of the official podcast, episode 240. Appreciate you sticking with us for an hour and 20 minutes of your time listening to us. Please correct us on pretty much everything we got wrong this episode.
Let us know what Jackson watched. Please.
Remind me what movie I watched multiple times. I'd love to know. And you can head on over to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. Listen to a whole bunch of bonus episodes over there. You know, it's entirely possible that we mentioned that movie in a bonus episode. Maybe
that's possible.
That's true.
So
yeah,
please do your
possible.
Due diligence. Pay us money to go find that out. It's hidden in there like a little Easter egg hunt. Yeah, that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.